96.9 WCTR. There's George Benson. He's on Broadway. And we're on High Street right here in the Riverside Unique Window Front Studio with the Friday Morning Extra.
We call it the Fishbowl. And it is the fourth Friday, so it's Arts Minute Update. John Schrattweiser joining us this morning.
Hey, John. Morning. How are you?
Good.
Here
good
on High Street on Broadway.
On our own little piece of Broadway.
Our own little piece of Broadway.
There you go.
Yeah, let's just jump right into that.
Speaking of Broadway.
This weekend is the last weekend of Lucky Stiff, the musical at the Garfield Center for the Arts. It'll leave you dead laughing.
I see what you did there.
Lucky Stiff. Okay. So you got Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday matinee, 2 p.m. So don't miss Lucky Stiff the musical at the Garfield. The Garfield next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We're very excited. First Friday.
Yes.
Hometown Gang, High and Wides.
Nice.
A wonderful High and Wides first Friday concert at the Garfield at 8 o'clock on March 1st. What's happening on the other side of the county at the Mainstay? I hope I get this right. This guy is an innovator of acoustic guitars.
Yes.
He is called a United Nations of Musical Influences.
Oh, yes.
Saturday, the 24th of February.
Yes.
His name is Bella Bambetta.
Oh, yeah.
It is Bella Bambetta.
Okay.
I think. I hope. Anyway, seriously, like internationally acclaimed acoustic guitar guy who is going to light up the stage at the Mainstay.
Oh, so that's exciting.
That's an exciting concert, Saturday the 24th. The Mainstay will also offer on First Friday, of course, Joe Holt. And Joe will have Sharon Stable with him this first Friday, which is March 1st. Again, concert 8 o'clock at the Mainstay.
Okay.
So some super exciting things coming out. Gosh, first Friday. And so a new exhibit at River Arts. They are going to be opening a very unique exhibit. It is called Grounded. And it is a ceramics exhibit. They've got all of their great potters. There'll be a couple of potters coming in from Baltimore to exhibit. I think there's 9 different potters in the main gallery show.
Mm-hmm.
Each of those potters is also going to have items for sale in the shop.
Okay.
And then there will also be an exhibit of other local potters in the Pottery Studio window and the Ed Center window on High Street.
Oh, my gosh.
So lots and lots of pottery and ceramics at River Arts for the month of March, and it all opens on the 1st of March.
Oh, very exciting. First Friday,
5 p.m. What else is happening on the 1st of March?
I don't know. What else is happening?
Fame! I want to live forever!
What?
Yes, the musical Fame at Kent County High School.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't miss this. These kids have been working so hard. And they are so amazing. And the teachers who help put this show together every year at Kent County High School are just amazing. Lori Armstrong, Noel Morris, Stephanie Spencer, and Jody Bortz, and the whole team. So get over to the high school either Friday night the 1st, Saturday night the 2nd, or Sunday the 3rd, and see Fame. Fame, as you all know, a TV show that so many of us grew up on.
Absolutely. Movie first.
Yeah, movie first, and then TV show. I actually met Debbie Allen one day at the Kennedy Center in D.C.
How cool is that?
I was such a geek, and I was like, I love you. I loved Fame. And she turned around and she said, we raised a whole generation of kids on that show, didn't we?
Yes, you did.
It's really true. It gave so many young people across the country the opportunity to experience what music and theater can do for you, especially at that age.
Certainly did a lot for me. I think inspired people.
Absolutely.
To go into the arts that maybe were thinking about it. It was like in the back of their mind, they thought, oh, that's not possible. And then
you see this ragtag group of kids at the School for the Performing Arts in New York, and what they do is just amazing.
That's great.
Really excited to see that at Kent County High School. Come out and support the students. Thank you. And then for us, what are we doing? Well, we haven't done a lot of promoting because as soon as we opened tickets for this, we sold out. But tonight and tomorrow, we have the internationally acclaimed poet-theologian Padraig O Tuama. People will know Padraig from the On Being podcast. He created Poetry Unbound, which is an in-depth look at poetry seasonally. He does about 8 weeks, 2 sets per week twice a year, and he is looking at poets from all over the world and reading into their work and really helping people sort of dive into poetry in a broader way. So he's going to be here tonight at the Raymond Center. He's going to be reading from a new book of poetry that comes out in October. So it's really exciting. We get to see him and hear him firsthand. Tomorrow he's leading a poetry workshop on poetry and conflict resolution. Ooh. So we're super excited about him. We'll continue the poetry theme on the first weekend in April. Our poet for the 15th annual Kent County Poetry Festival is Naomi Shihab Nye. She is the Poetry Foundation's Young People's Poet for 2019, 2020, and 2021.
Wow.
Extraordinarily gifted woman who does a lot of work with young people across the country, and we're excited to have her here. And then finally, we're getting ready to launch the SFW residency program at the Kent Cultural Alliance. Begins in March.
Yay.
Our first three artists will be arriving in March. Our partner organizations are Kent County 4-H, the Future Farmers students at the high school, and Trey Hill and Harborview Farms. This is going to be an exciting new venture, and we're really thrilled to bring it to Kent County, and we can't wait to show you what we're going to do.
Lots of amazing things on the horizon.
It's
in
exciting.
The arts in Kent County.
Yes,
John,
indeed.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.